we head just south of Brisbane, I'm going to introduce you to Shawnee Taylor. She's in our virtual green room. And boy, she's written a powerful book, one that I think so many people can use. And so many people that are in denial who are in the beginning of what dementia is like. And for all of you who are caretakers out there, the book is called I Love You, All the Numbers, A Carer's Story. Shawnee, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
Let's talk about your journey with this. Here you are married to Jeffrey. You're having a wonderful time, a great marriage. And then all of a sudden you get the diagnosis of dementia for Jeffrey. What was that like?
That was like being hit by a truck. I had seen a little bit of a decline after he had had heart surgery, but I thought he was just getting better. And then there would be days where he just wasn't coping or couldn't remember things, and he was getting a bit aggressive. He had difficulty finding things or doing ordinary tasks. And when he was diagnosed, it was a shock, and I really didn't know what to do with it.
So you get the diagnosis, you don't know what to do with it, and where do you go from there? I mean, where do you reach? Who do you talk to? What resources are out there? It's got to be difficult.
It was difficult in the beginning because there isn't a how-to book. And so I started off just so that I could cope. I started writing a journal so that I could just get it out of me and stop being frustrated and sad. And so I wrote down what happened, how I felt, all my feelings, what was going on, what I tried to do, the things I looked for, the things I could find, the things I couldn't find. Everything. I just started writing in a journal just to get it out of me.
So you get it out of you, it's in the journal, and then you decide, maybe I need to put this in a book. How did that happen?
Well, I had written quite a bit, and a girlfriend who has a daughter and editor, and so she has read quite a bit of material. I asked her if she would cast her eyes over it and read a few pages and see if it was readable, understandable and interesting, because I was really starting to see, as I could not find any resources like this, that people might be able to be helped by reading someone else's experience, because it can feel very, very lonely. And so once my friend read it, she read a few pages and then wouldn't stop. And I said to her, you only have to read a couple of pages. She said, no, this is really interesting. I want to keep reading. This will make a fabulous book. And so it went from there. I started editing my tenses and getting it sounding like I was actually talking to someone and not just rambling to myself. And I realized as I was writing the story that because I had been in personal growth self-help industry for a long time with Jeffrey, that I could put in insight sections and give people a really great self-help resource, because life throws you amazing challenges. Everybody has challenges. And to have a book where you get to read someone's story and the very real emotions that I was going through, and the resources that I found here in Australia, but I guess there's everywhere, most countries, and I know in the US and UK there are great resources for dementia, but finding them is sometimes difficult. So I have put quite a number of resource things in there. It just grew from there.
Tell us what Jeffrey was like and what it was like most days as he went deeper into the disease.
Most days as he went, as he declined, it was a steady, busy, busy time of looking after him, reminding him of things, not getting too caught up in how things should be, and just keeping an eye out for him. I was cleaning up after him. I was cooking for him, cleaning for him, had to keep reminding him of things. I was dressing him, and then he did get help with showering and so forth. Eventually we had to get help for that because I couldn't do it all. But every day there are a million little things that you're doing. And he became more and more aggressive, and he was the most gentle, kind-hearted, beautiful man for years and years. And we were together 28 years altogether. And the last 3 years is really when the book has been written. But to have someone become aggressive, become annoyed with me no matter what I did, it was really heartbreaking. I can read you a little bit out of the book that gives you, you know, a bit of an insight as to how I had to cope with handling his craziness sometimes.
Oh, yeah, do that. Just to give us a small piece of that. We won't give it all away, but give us a little bit of that. That'd be great, Ashani. So
one day, as I was about to make a cup of tea, I noticed that Jeffrey had kindly put the mugs out and had placed a tea bag into one of the mugs. I did a double take as I noticed the mugs were dirty. Jeffrey was having what I thought was a good day, and he was in the middle of emptying the dishwasher. I placed the dirty mugs on top of the bench near the dishwasher, and I turned to take a couple of clean ones from the drawer, only to find that they were dirty. "Hang on a minute," I said. "What are you doing?" It dawned on me that Jeffrey was busy emptying the dirty dishes out of the dishwasher. I immediately stopped him from removing any more soiled plates from the lower shelf, and I pointed out that they were dirty too, and the dishwasher had not yet been turned on. I took a breath. He hadn't noticed. He'd seen a full load and had assumed it needed emptying. He didn't see, he didn't notice, wasn't aware that the mugs, glasses, cooking utensils he'd been putting away were still dirty. I took a breath as he started to ramble about how he wasn't aware and he was just trying to help. I thanked him. I proceeded to go through all the crockery, cutlery and so forth and put them all away. I turned the dishwasher on and returned to making the tea. I could see he was becoming sheepish and felt bad that he'd done the wrong thing, so I jollied him out of it. "Do you think we have to have a funeral?" I said, with a big smile. When he asked what for, I replied laughingly, "Well, it looks like awareness has died. Maybe we'll just have to have a memorial service instead." I laughed and I added, "How could you not see that they were dirty dishes? You're hilarious." "Oh, well," he smiled, "I might need new glasses." "Will we get your new glasses before or after the awareness funeral?" He tutted at me good-heartedly, giggled, and went on with his crossword puzzle. Disaster averted.
I love that. Brilliant. And what a way to handle that. And that's with grace and with humor, and you can see how that worked for you. And I think for people listening, that could work for many of them. What do you hope that somebody takes away from reading your book, I Love You, All the Numbers, A Carer Story?
I hope that they see that there's easy ways to handle life's problems, and that you can cope with any challenge. It depends on how you deal with it. And if we think something is a problem, it is a problem. And if we decide to make everything matter, then everything matters, and it gives us a really hard life. And so I hope people can take away from this that no matter what life throws you, you can deal with it in a good way or in a hard way. And our life can be really, really, really hard, or we can make life easier for ourselves by thinking differently, by not worrying about what other people think, and not making the things matter that don't need to matter. And I hope people take away that and understand that there is joy in everything, and you can always make something, turn something to a positive. It doesn't have to be bad. So I have put in the book quite a few tools and techniques that people can use when they are finding the world or any situation difficult. I hope that's what they take away.
Perfect place to end this. You can pick the book up on Amazon. You can get it in Kindle form or in book form. I Love You, All the Numbers, A Carer Story. Ashani Taylor, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Wow, what a touching story from Ashani Taylor. you think of what that would be like in dealing with dementia and someone you love, and boy, oh boy, more power to what she was able to do and her book, and for writing about it and sharing that tale with everybody else. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to not only this interview, but this show. Thanks a lot. Make it count, everybody.